I just want to say, I said to Layla this morning two things. One thing I said, first of all, I don't mind if he wants to come, it's with pleasure. I'm not about us on this. But, Das Kane, you come every week. Whoever's not able to come, whoever plans to come once in a while, it's not for this. It also it ruins the effect of the other guys, because the whole Te'elis out of the Sefer is the consistency of the Hemshah, as you'll see. So if you're not able to, whatever, it's fair. Or if you don't like it after the first week, which I presume most of you will be. So, what to do Thursday nights? That's A. And B, I just have to explain to you before you start learning, there's no dramatic, you're not going to come out of your tzaddik after 2 weeks. It's a very, very shrewdly written sefer. We're doing Shar Shlishi, which is after page Kuf Chof Ches. It's a very shrewdly written sefer. It's written very subtle. It's something which you need to absorb. It's written very, very shrewdly, very like dripping in slowly and dripping in slowly, 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 slowly. And it's something that you need to think over what you learned. I'll tell you that, think it over a whole week and absorb it and see what it means to you. Because there's... there's nothing direct here. There's never musr. You're never going to feel bad over here. You're never going to come out of here feeling bad, but you're not going to come out feeling good either. Because he doesn't talk to the person directly. He's talking about somebody else. And if you want to make the connection to yourself, other than say it. So, you have to have patience here. We're starting the Mevoi L'Shar Shlishi. L'Shar Shlishi is about Musar. And it's about fixing ourselves. And if you absorb what we get over here, it can change your life probably more than any other piece of Musar writing that's available today. I'm not exaggerating. I also said today that it's a 2-year process. So if you start with me, it's a Zgula. Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Mevoi L'Shar Shlishi. Again, we have to page Kuf Chof Ches. If you have it, look at it, please. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis the following. The Pasuk in Koheles, Omer Avuna, Mai Diksiv, Smach Bochur B'Yaldosecha. There's a Pasuk that says that a Bochur should be happy when he's young. V'yetivcha Lipcha B'mei B'chuvasecha. And when you're a Bochur, you should have a happy heart. V'holech B'darkei Lipcha, follow your heart. Ubemare einecha, and what your eye sees. V'da, you should know, ki akol eila yivyecha ha'loikim b'mishpat. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Tassamachim on Beis, Beishlokish Amar Ad Kan Ledivrei Torah. Part of the Pasuk is talking about Torah. Yikan ve'elech l'maisim Torah, and the rest of the Pasuk is talking about Torah. Rashi explains Ad Kan Torah. Which part is talking about Torah? This part. Smach b'talmudcha. The part of the Pasuk that says learn b'simcha. That's talking about Torah, which means l'moid misimcha u'mituv lev. Learn with a simcha, with a happy heart. Beholach bedarkei lipcha, and follow the ways of your heart. Lahavin mava lipcha, to understand what's in your heart. Lefi ro'eis einecha, according to what your eyes see. Again, this is a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Alibu de Resh Lakish, is explaining the pasuk as follows. Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. Learn Torah with a simcha, with a tov lev. How? Al yidei ma does a person get to a darg of learning Torah b'tayr simcha? The answer is holach b'darkei lipcha u'b'mari einecha. Explains Rashi what it means is b'chavin ma b'lipcha, to understand what's in your heart. What we call in our sprach getting in touch with yourself. Continues the pasuk b'kan ve'elach ma'asim tovim b'dak yakol ela. The end of the pasuk says akol mashal amarta, and everything you learned seif v'litin esadin im loytekayim. Your learning is for kiyim. If you don't do it, that's the end of the pasuk. What interests us is the prosody of the pasuk. The first of the pasuk says, "Smach bochur b'yaldusecha v'yitivcha lipcha mebusecha." Learn with a gishmak, learn with a happiness, learn with a simcha, learn with a happy heart. And the Gemara explains, Rish Lakish explains that it's going on Torah, and the way to do it is holach b'darkei lipcha mari einecha. Get in touch with yourself, know what's inside your heart. Zokta Ali Shor, Zoyhi hagdora havoida protes. If I'm looking to be magdir, to explain, to tie up, what is the avoida protes? What is a person's private avoida? What's the goal? Now he's taking for granted that the person who opens up this sefer is interested in doing avoida, and he's interested in doing avoida protes. He's interested in getting somewhere. He's interested in working. He's interested in doing a custom tailored avoida protes. He's interested in working. He understands that the purpose that he came into this world is to work. And most of us don't know how the faintest idea. What do we work? Where are we trying to get to? What's the goal? How do we get there? What does it mean, protis? What's private? What's not private? What's public? But the goal that we're trying to get to is Noisei Shar Zeh, the topic of this Shar, Ha'esik Torah Mitoich Simcha. Learning Torah Mitoich Simcha with a happiness, Mitoich Leiv, and a happy heart. And Havanas Atzmeinu, understanding ourselves. He explains. Halimud, learning Torah Misimcha Mitoich Leiv, learning Torah with a happiness, quote unquote, Einoi Inyan Shamatzav Ruach, is not an Inyan of a mood. That's how we look at it. We look at the Musik of happiness, Toiv Leiv, as a mood issue, emotional. I'm in a good mood. Today I'm happy. Tomorrow I'm sad. Today, tomorrow, every half an hour changes, right? The pshat is that we look at as Simcha and Toiv Leiv as a mood issue, something A, that we don't have control over. And more than that, something which is Zeitig. What he's saying over here is about some earthquake in our lives. He's saying that the goal of all Avodah HaMusaris, of all Avodah Pratis, is to get to a stage that you're learning with Simcha Toiv Leiv. So there's two chidushim in that. One is the Etzem Zach. What's so important about it? So I learn. Okay, everybody's under the impression that the more depressed why you learn, the more serious why you learn. That's what a Kosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Okay, when you're happy, it's a bad thing. It's nice if you're happy about other things. Right? And he's saying just the opposite. He's saying, okay, right? Everyone's goal is to walk around like, you're jealous of the guys who walk around like that all day, depressed and sad. And what do you call everyone's walking like at a funeral? It's not like that. Say it, Mishnah. Say it, Smach, walk around, and the Pasuk, the Rashi, the Porsche. That the goal is to learn to freedom, the goal is to learn with a happiness, the goal is to learn with a Geschmack. That's A. But more than that, Shteta, that's a goal that's in our hands. Shteta is something which is in our hands. It's an Avoida. What's an Avoida? If I'm in a good mood, I'm happy. If I'm not in a good mood, I'm not happy. What's such a Avoida has to do with Musa? Initially, he explains why. Halimun misimcha v'toyv leiv, learning with a simcha, learning with a geshmakait, einoi inyan shamatzav ruach. We're not talking about what we think simcha means. Bayah simcha means you go to a wedding and you hear a song that you like, so you're happy. Plays a sad song, you cry. Right? That's not simcha. That's a mood change, right? They're an injection, they make you happy. Dance. Yeah, you cry. That's not mood. That's emotion. That's not the simcha that he's talking about. Bechal. It's bechal different concept. But he's talking about something else. Elo, what is the Simcha and the Toiv Leiv that Rashi in Shabbos Samach Gimel is talking about? Simcha is talking about Simin Hula Adam. It's a Simin on the person. Shemotza Shalom Imatva. He's at peace with himself. Now, he goes on to describe how a person who's at peace with himself looks. A. Tanugim Chitzonim, exterior pleasures. Einam Kaismim Loi, Oid Midam Ufrezes. I forgot to tell you that Hebrew here is very, very difficult. So this is modern Hebrew, so we will pick up something on the way. We can arrange credits afterwards. Yeah. Tanugim Chitzainim, Einam Kaismim Loi, exterior Tanugim, exterior pleasures. Einam Kaismim Loi, they don't draw you in, they don't glitter at you. Oid the Midam Ufrezes. You have control over your external Tanugim. That means you're not being pulled to pieces from 1,000 directions. They're not any more drawing at you and blinking, right? The guy sits on the Gemara, picks up his eyes, thinks about that, he sees that, he's going there. Every 10 seconds he wants something else. No, things have calmed down. That's the first simen of a person who's a little bit at peace with himself. Yitzarim, his Yitzaharis, Umido Yitzaharis, and his Beer Midis, Chodlu Lafrioloi, have stopped bothering him, stop making him crazy. So that's the Simon of a person who's shalom imatzvah, he's at peace with himself. That's what it means learning the Simcha v'toyv leiv. Simcha v'toyv leiv is not an artificial cosmetic situation where I'm in a good mood. So you pump yourself up, right? Learn in a good mood. How do you learn in a good mood? I'll pump myself up, I'll hype myself up. Today I just want to be happy, it's a Kosh Baruch Hu, sing a little niggin. It's not like that. If you need to take a l'chaim, that's not the simcha b'toyv leiv. That's an exterior simcha. It's vayta, something exterior. It's not pnimis. It's not be'etzim. He's talking about a person who's at peace with himself. A person who's at peace with himself is happy. What's that you're at peace with yourself? That means we're not being torn apart by all the things that tear us apart. We're torn apart by midas or skin, a type of covet, cause you're angry, you're insulted, you're upset, you're depressed, you're sad, you're lazy, you're cheap, you're a spender, you're not mesuder, you're an achzori. This goes on, there's hundreds of meters, as we're going to see, he speaks about it. And then there's tithes, we didn't even get to that yet, right? They tithe it, never goes on strike, no Sundays, no New Year's Day, 25 days, 365 days, you want this, you want that, you see that, you want that, we're like little kids at toy stores, and that's how we live our lives. And then we come, sit down to Gomorrah, and you're trying to understand the Shver above Ber, and It's like when you're looking at a computer screen and there's 15,000 things going on at once, and you're trying to concentrate on that one thing. No, that's Simcha v'Tov Lev. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to say. So how can you be happy like that? You're calm, trying to concentrate your mind. It's like trying to run a maze in between the 50,000 thoughts that are crossing your mind. You're trying to concentrate on the Taisa. You keep going back to it. You keep jumping and you keep going back to it. A Simcha is not. It's very deep. It's very upsetting. Simcha, a person can learn happy. That means when a person is learning Torah, which means he's actively involved in Ruchnius and he's happy, that means he's shalom. Because Torah is the ultimate Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ultimate Avodas Hashem. You're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When you're learning Torah, you're Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most spiritual thing a person can do. It's cool like Chachma, there's no goof. And if you're at peace with that, that means you have your goof under control. Then you learn the Simcha. You're happy. You can enjoy the learning. Keitza Magiyim Lekach. So that's the goal. That's where we're heading. How does a person get there? So the pasuk provides us with all the information. The pasuk says, "Halayf b'darkei libcha, kolaymar, das atzmacha." Get in touch with yourself. Know yourself. Look at yourself. Find out about yourself. Mishenia des atzmoi. Somebody's not in touch with himself. Vavade enir cholim sashalom atzmo. You know, when you sign a peace treaty, you have to negotiate, you have to sign with the enemy, you have to know what the enemy wants, you have to know what he gives. You want this, I'll give you that, I'll give you that. But if you don't know who the enemy is, and you don't know what the enemy wants, and you don't know when he's going to pick up, so you don't know what to give him, you don't know how to settle with him, you don't know how to fight him. And 99.9% of the world goes through their life like horses. They never stop and think who they are, what they are, what are my difficulties, how should I fight them, what should I do, where are my weak points, where are my strong points. And they never even get to the beginning of Melchama Sayyid. So what he's saying over here, and he says it before us later on, is that what we consider Avodas HaMusar, he calls it later on a very sharp lashon. It says like it's like chickens pecking at a wheat kernel. We peck at ourselves a little bit, right? It's a Musar, we try to feel bad about ourselves, we change a little things. That's not called getting in touch with yourself. Getting in touch with yourself, he's going to explain later on, means that you sit down and you analyze what are the things that run your life? What makes you do things? Why are you doing them? What are the primary things that you spend most of your time thinking about? Something very scary, by the way. How many people do you know, including yourselves, who do such a thing, who have sat down and said, what's going on with me? What's hush about me? What do I really think about? What really makes me tick? What are the forces that are pulling me apart? How do I fix them? All those things are included in the words, Da'as Atmecha, know yourself. And he says, Mishe'eni Yadeas Atmecha, somebody who doesn't know himself, V'vade Eini Yochalim Tzasholom, so how could he find peace within himself when he hasn't even bothered to check all the forces that are operating himself? And therefore, what happens? When he comes to learn, all his yitzharas bother him. The word matzik, right? We have the Gemara in Pesachim Naftes, but the matzik over there, that mafia guy who's shifcha had the baby, the sex steak over there, right? Isn't there matzik over there, right? Matzik from where was the name of the place there? But Akapana matzik is people who's an enemy. The guy is bothering you. Matzikin lo yitzharas, all your yitzharas bother you. And your band need this. They're not going to allow you not to learn, not to do mitzvahs b'shlemus. What does mitzvahs b'shlemus mean? Something which we're very, very far from. L'shma. Doing something l'shem shemayim. Davening l'shma nesri because you really want to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doing a mitzvah l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shlemus. K'mishpat Talmud Chacham Amiti, like a real Talmud Chacham. Hayudei esatzmoy. Somebody who's in touch with himself. Somebody who knows himself. And by the way, the next 50 pages are a manual he's going to write how a person could get to know himself. I mean, there's a lot of work. That's why I said 2 years. I really meant 20. Why? First, we have to know that we have to know ourselves. Then we have to know ourselves. Then we have to fix ourselves. And then we have to learn. Right? Four stages. First, you have to convince yourself that there's a purpose of fixing yourself. Then you have to learn how to... I skipped a step. You have to learn what your problems are. You have to fix them. And then you can come to the darga that he's talking about, starting to learn in peace. That's a lifetime's work. If you'll know yourself and you'll get in touch with yourself, you'll find a way to fix yourself. Because it's not for the purpose of fixing, malay idea, what do you need the knowledge? What are you writing, a textbook? You're not writing a book, you're not writing a term paper. You want the knowledge because you want to fix. Yedias atzmoi self-knowledge, a person's knowledge about himself, shayna is different. We call yediyah acheres, sha'adam yachol lirchosh, is different than any other science that a person could acquire. Why? Very simple. Call Adam hine oylam miyuchad. Every person is a special world. The reason why you're a special world is because you have a neshama which is chelik alakayim mal. Therefore, no person is daima to a different person. You have a chelik of a kodesh broken that's special for you. Vayediyah al oylam hapnimi, and the knowledge about your internal world, mukrach hu ba'atzmai litzmoi limtzoi. You have to find it by yourself. Kemat, almost. Mibli kol ezra mizulos, without any outside help. Hare oylam, here we have a whole world. You. Hare mada, an entire science. Rak odam echod yochol liyaseid mada zu. There's only one person who could write a textbook for this science. Hu asher Rashi koisi, that's what Rashi wrote in that pasuk in Shabbos. V'holech b'darkei litcho, follow the heart. Kefi ro'is einecha, according to what your eyes see. Yediyas atzmenu, knowledge of ourselves, einei mada misuim, it's not a finite science. 2 and 2 is 4, you have equations. We have to follow what we see. We have to first teach ourselves that we should be able to see. Now, this last paragraph is a contradiction to the entire world we live in today, for two reasons, on two levels. On one level, the entire world we live in is a copycat world. And I'm going to say this 100 times as he speaks about it. The world we live in is a world that everyone is trying to be the other guy. You want to be rich like the other guy, you want to dress like the other guy, you want to learn as well as the other guy, you want to daven as well as the other guy, you want to have as nice lulav as the other guy. There's very, very little of olamai hapnimi, there's very little of the musik, of this concept that each person is different, each person has his own world, each person has his own mitzvahs, and each person has his own chesroinus, and each person has his own world to fix. That's a stira kamat to the whole way the world runs today. Everybody has his nose in everybody else's business, and everybody's kamat only looking at everybody else. Now, everybody sees everybody else's chesroinus, everybody else's mylus. Of course, everything is magnified out of control. The chesroinus are magnified out of control. That's what we have what to talk about, Baruch Hashem. The mylus are magnified out of control, so we have what to be depressed about. And a person into himself does very little looking. Because a person thinks that he himself doesn't exist. He only exists through the way he sees other people. Think about it for yourselves, by the way. We look at ourselves in the value system of what's good for other people. Kimat always. The reason it's like that is because we forget, we don't understand the specialness that each person has, that he has in a neshama. And because we don't have a chashivas for the gewaldike kreches and specialness and yichud that each person has, so mele, we look at us all as some sort of group of all people who are more or less the same. You're a little bit more, you're a little bit less. It's not like that. Each person has a whole different world with a whole different shurish neshama with a different tikkun. And the reason we don't look at it is because we live in a physical world. We live in a world that barely thinks about these things, barely believes in it, certainly doesn't live with the harbasha that my etzim mechusas my neshama. If we look at everybody wearing more or less the same suits, $100 more, $100 less, one button more, one button less, but we look at the mitzias of the bria in those eyes. Everyone's wearing suits, everyone has a tie shabbos, everyone has a white shirt more or less, so all the same. That's because we look at the world with what we call fleshy eyes. We look at it with meaty eyes. We look at it from the exterior. So everyone looks the same, more or less. If we would have a pnimiyistik akuk and we would understand that the ikr mahus of a person is his neshama, is his chelik aruchni, so then we would begin to understand that you and me, we're connected on the level that we're all chelik alakayim al, but we have different tafkidim in the world, and we have different mahusim, and we have different gifts that we're given. When you look at the world of fleshy eyes, when you look at the world of the goof, everyone looks more or less the same. Some guy's short, some guy's smart, some guy's bigger, better shidduch, worse shidduch, he's richer, he's poorer, he's smarter, he's stupider, he's more depressed, he's happy. But it's all the same, more or less. It's all within the same. And it's not a look of a yid, by the way. That's not the mahus of a person. And that's not the mahus of the bria, that's not the mahus of a mensch. And that's why we have trouble, you know, even before we fix ourselves and learn with simcha and find out who we are, we have trouble even accepting the etzim yisoid, that there is a who we are, that there's what to look into, b'chal, because we look at everything as all one big cholent, and everybody's talking about everybody else, and everybody looks at everything through everybody else's eyes, and we measure ourselves through everybody else's eyes. As long as a person's going to do that, it's very hard even to begin the process of making a real tikkun in who you are. Zoi Avoida. Asher Lefaneinu. That's the avodah which is in front of us. Umat Toiv, isn't it wonderful We don't have a need lishoiv to draw tivui das atmcha, this command of getting in touch with ourselves. We don't have to open a psychology book. We don't have to open a book from what's his name, from Carnegie, that will tell us, what's the other guy's name? This is a book that everyone's busy reading. What? He's in trouble with eight, so that everyone thinks he's going to save them. Not Carnegie, the other one. All these people who are reading.
Six?
Oh, Covey. Right? Yeah, basically, I don't know who this Covey is. Maybe he was in Britain. He wasn't by us. Yeah? But one thing I can tell you, that until you learn the Tosfos honestly, you're not going to fix yourselves. You can come with a million eights. These things are all, at the end of the day, they're good eights for getting through the day. I don't even know what it says there. They're good eights for getting through the day. But they don't fix the etzem person because they're not talking to the neshama. And that's the etzem person. So we don't need to draw the command and the eitzah of get in touch with yourself from Mekoyer Zom, from foreign sources. It's a Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi says the holech v'darkei libcha lahovin ma b'libcha. It's a Rashi. Rashi says find out and understand and patifs of what is in your heart, what's going on inside you. Kibbe Gemara hanal uvedivrei Rashi, in this Gemara and in this Rashi matzanu tzivui mefurash l'kach, we found a mefurash command. Therefore, v'avoydi, so what's our job? A, yidiyas atzmenu. The first thing is to get in touch with ourselves, to know ourselves, to find out what's inside us. B, tikkun atzmenu, to fix ourselves, ad kedem yidiyas shalom nafshenu, that we should be able to find peace. Darga 3, v'esik b'toyra, once a person has fixed himself, and fixed his midas, and he's at peace, he's calm, then we come to the third darga, which is esik b'toyra, being Isaac and Torah, mitoch simcha, mitoch levav, asher bazeh ha'adam nil tamut chacham uvak. Then a person is a tamut chacham. The concept of a tamut chacham, the concept of das Torah, by the way, in Klal Yisrael, right? The gedolim of das Torah. What's the pshat of das Torah? It's not because they learned so much more Tosfos. It's because they learned so much many Tosfos with simcha, mitoch levav. So the Tosfos became part of them. Kol zman, a person hasn't fixed himself. So you can learn a lot of Taisism, but it can't become part of you. The part of you is a mess. The you is a mess. You have a million things storming around in your head. Your das can't be a das of Torah. Your das is a das of what you're in the mood of at that second. Still so far, if the things of Klal Yisrael would be decided according to a guy's mood. He's in a good mood, he sounds like that. In a bad mood, he sounds like that. A bunch of moody people will be sitting in the mess of Torah, and they decide, it depends if they had if the yeshiva gave a good lunch, the wife cooked the chicken, then they're in a good mood, they decide like that. Imagine if we were sitting there. Because that's how we run our lives, right? What do we decide on? What do we base our decisions on? Not on very weighty things, correct? And our mood changes not according to the most richtig cheshbonos in the world. The musik of das Torah are people who have fixed themselves. They're not being pulled apart by a million things. So they've learned Torah misimcha of Torah. Then the Torah is able to become part of the person. Then they merge with the Torah. You can't merge with the Torah if you are running after X, Y, and Z, and so you can know Torah, but you can't become one with the Torah. You can't become a Talmud Chacham Muvik. You can't become a Sefer Torah Chai. Shehis Ached, that united the Hishtalev and combined with the Torah. Zohi Matar Oseinu B'Avoida Protis, that is our goal in the private Avoida. He continues, Beis. Shleimus Hamidus. Okay, we'll stop here. The next piece is a whole complicated piece.